Here's the thing about Balmer. The man had some serious pipes. He had a 4-octave range, and he excelled in any octave. He wrote brilliant speeches, and his stage presence was only matched by Adolf Hitler. Seriously, watch them address developers at a conference, then watch a video of the Nuremberg rallies. We had better thank our lucky stars. Balmer didn't go into politics, or he would have taken over the world, but Microsoft as a whole had a brilliant dynamic. It wasn't just the Balmer backup company. They all made huge creative contributions to what made Microsoft what it is. Yes, Balmer released Windows XP, Vista, and 7, but Bill Gates released Windows NT 3.1 and 98. Satya Nadella released Windows 10. Other companies like Apple, for instance, were not like that. Apple was basically just the Steve Jobs backup company. Microsoft was this perfect storm of legendary talent, and Balmer was the face of it all, the delicious cherry on the top of an already delicious sundae. He was the ambassador that allowed the amazing talent of Combo, that was Microsoft, to be brought into our lives. He was the prism that focused the laser beams from the brains of Bill and Satya and amplified them until they were powerful enough to blow our minds out through our ear holes. Yes, he was the most incredible CEO who ever lived, hands down.